as Scott City had a tough one here last night against Goodland, but it was a good, hard-fought game. It was rough at times. It was good at times, but it's something to learn from, and they'll be the number 5 seed. They'll head to Holcomb on Tuesday to open up sub-state play here. As we got a couple of the seniors here joining us here, and starting off with Dylan Metzger. How are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. Thank you.
All right. Is it hard to believe you're already at postseason time?
It is. The season has gone by pretty dang fast.
Yes, it has. Well, you know, you've had a pretty big game from long range last couple of games, and how's that? What's that feeling been like for you?
It's been good. Just trying to get more and more confident and shooting in the rhythm, shooting when I think it's appropriate, and they're starting to fall, and I'm glad to see that.
Man, I didn't know. Have you ever had a string like that where you had never missed a three like you did against Colby?
I have not. No.
That was pretty cool there, and I know last night was kind of a tough loss for you guys there. But what's the biggest thing that you take away from that game?
Turnovers. You know, we need to value possessions, and we need to get shots up. And I don't know how many turnovers we had in the third quarter, but it was way too many. You know, up by 11 and then down by 4, and that can't happen.
And I know it was a tough matchup there with Goodland. And what are some things maybe you saw out of that game last night that they did that you haven't really seen all year?
They haven't really. I think we should have easily beat that team. You know, they got some size, some length, but we should not have lost that game. They don't do anything special. They're kind of head cases, and we definitely should have came out with that win. It's a tough one to swallow.
But I get back to the practice today, and I think that was probably the best thing to happen, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right. You got a big game coming up here with Holcomb next Tuesday, and I know it was a tough loss there last time around, 47-40. And talk about what it's like to be in the playoffs now and get ready for that game.
Oh, it's exciting. You know, getting to go to Holcomb first round, that'll be fun. It's going to be a good atmosphere, and I think we should definitely win that game as well. So.
All right. And, you know, it's been a fun season, and it's been a good, challenging season as well. What are some of your favorite memories so far this year?
Oh, Sterling Tournament's always fun. Beating Holcomb was good. I don't know. I just like when we play well. Getting wins is all that matters, and the wins are hard to come by, and you got to value those.
Well, you've had a fun season here. It's been fun watching you here this year, Dylan. So hopefully things work out next week. And thanks again for joining me here, and we'll see you at Holcomb.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Once again, senior Dylan Metzger, another senior Lawson Bailey, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Well, Lawson, you had a pretty big night last night. I think, 13 points last night, if I remember right?
I'm not 100% sure. I just know I missed two out of my three free throws.
Okay, well, that can be frustrating, but yes, but still, you had a pretty good night last night, and I know it was kind of one of those nights where it was just frustrating at the end. It wasn't a pretty game, but it was just kind of it was a tough one to lose last night.
Oh yeah, absolutely, I agree with you. Just I don't know, not a game you want to lose.
But I mean, you go back up and. In the fourth quarter, you go back up by one after your three there. And do you guys feel pretty confident right there that maybe you got the ship righted at the time?
Yeah, I think a lot of us in the huddle. Coach Entry finally told us that we could relax a bit. And I kind of thought in my head that we were going to start to pull away again and win the game by double digits. But it's not quite how it went. Yeah.
What are some, you know, it's been a roller coaster of a season. It's been a tough challenge. You've had some good games, some tough games, but what's been probably the more enjoyable part of this season?
I really enjoyed the Lakin game, even though it was like 20 points too close. It was really loud, and it was a crazy environment. I really enjoyed it.
You know, and the season that you guys have had, I mean, I know the record doesn't show, but you guys have been playing much better. And do you feel like that you guys can play with anybody out here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been in a lot of close games, and unfortunately we just – haven't won those close games, but we can play with anybody, and we can for sure beat anybody.
Well, you get one of those opportunities, get a little rematch on Tuesday night. Go to Holcomb there, so, you know, third time, rubber match, lost there a few weeks ago. What would you like to see there on Tuesday night?
Definitely a win by a substantial amount, 15-plus. I think that's what's going to happen.
Oh, man, that'd be all right, huh? Well, all right, but – What's been some of your favorite memories of the year?
Favorite memories of the year, definitely the Lakin game. As Dylan said, the Sterling tournament. All the guys have a good time. And just being able to hang out with all the guys.
You've had a fun season. Had a good season. It's been fun watching you as well, Lawson, here. And hopefully you get a few more games here to go. So thanks again, as always, here. And good luck to you coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Senior Lawson Bailey joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we get the headset here for Coach Brian Gentry here. And Coach knows it was a tough loss last night, and it was one of those you felt like that kind of let loose there in this fourth quarter. Looking back, what did you see again maybe was probably the difference in last night's game?
Before we get started, were you quoting Charles Dickens when you were talking to Dylan?
I don't know.
Said it was the best of times and it was the worst of times. I just thought we were talking about a book.
Well, I don't
not
know.
Not the game. Because you nailed it on the head with it, though. there was a lot of good stuff. You know, the second quarter, Jackson gets into foul trouble. We had role players step in and did a great job. Mm-hmm. You know, Sage did a phenomenal job, and he just ran out of quarters because he had played four in the JV game, but did a great job. You know, Camden did a great job in our zone defense. A lot of guys did really good things. The third quarter, we were able to, you know, build the lead to 11. Everything looked like it was good to go, and they stole the momentum in a big way. And we kind of struggled to get it back. And, you know, momentum's a big thing, you know, in high school basketball especially. And if you get it at the right time, it's tough to, you know, to get it back. And Goodland did that. And I think both of these guys kind of hit on it when they didn't really have much to say about, you know, why and the cause. And, you know, aside from turnovers, it was just one of those things when the game got over, we really didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
You know, a tough one to get over. We've had our fair share of those games. And we're at the time where, you know, we need to make those plays at the end to turn the tide to our side. And we're more than capable of doing it.
Was it maybe a situation as well? You guys did force the turnovers, but maybe there's a little bit of difference there. You guys would turn the ball right back over, and maybe they scored a couple extra baskets off those turnovers. Do you think that was probably the margin of error there last night?
Yeah. We got a lot of deflections. We got a lot of steals, and we kind of gave it right back. And if you recall, you know, going back a couple weeks ago, we did the same thing to Holcomb. Mm-hmm. You know, they were up a couple, and we got two steals and two turnovers right after that. You know, just learning and growing from those experiences. The more you're in them, the better you're going to get. And we've been in them, and now it's our time to go make the most out of our opportunity. And I know these guys are ready, and they're more than capable. And both of them said it. There's not a team that we can't beat. There's a lot of teams in there that we have been beaten by. Mm-hmm. So it's just whoever shows up, you know, with the confidence and ready to go. And the ones that can make the adjustments, you know, you look at the Holcomb game that mix and match their zone and man, and they caught us by surprise a couple of times, but we need to make the plays and be opportunistic when it's our time.
I mean, I think one testament to how well you guys have gotten and have improved here this year, go back to the Goodland game right before the Christmas break. You guys never lead in that game and didn't have one of your better games, and you fought to within four. Didn't play one of your better games again against Goodland last night. You had the lead, but that just kind of shows where some of those players that hadn't had a lot of varsity experience last year to this year, how far they've come along.
Oh, 100%. I mean, coming into the year, it was these two guys. You know, it was a whole bunch of unproven, unexperienced kids, and they've made the most of their opportunity. I think when you look at it, you know, I think people kind of expected Jackson to be a pretty good ball player. I don't know if anybody thought that Avery was going to make the strides that he has, you know, from the early season to now, definitely helping us in the offense and defensively. You know, we knew what we were going to get from him defensively. You know, he's very long. He's pretty aggressive, which is probably why he gets in a little foul trouble every once in a while. But and then Alex, you know, Alex has continued to grow offensively. And again, another guy where you know exactly what you're going to get defensively from him. So I think we've got several kids who are making progress and playing. But if you look games 1 through 20, you never put a question mark on their effort.
No.
That's, you know, there's some decision-making maybe, you know, where we we have to go back and rethink some things. But the effort has always been there. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, how resilient these guys are and how, you know, willing they are to be coached and get better. And, you know, today couldn't have been a better example because, you know, coming off that loss last night, you never know how high school kids are going to show up. And we had one of our better practices today as far as locked in. You know, had the opportunity to watch some film and talk about some things. Had the opportunity to look at the Holcomb game from a couple weeks ago. And then we come out and we got better. And so, you know, that says a lot about these guys. You know, didn't hang their heads, just wanted to get better. And, you know, you say that 20 games in and four and a half months in, that says a lot about their character and they're great guys to be around. And it's been a lot of fun. And I think the fun's just beginning for us.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's felt like, and I kind of asked this with Coach Felker as well, but really since probably February 7th, the Lake, and it's felt like it's been a playoff run for you guys here the last few games.
Yeah, you know, the atmospheres, especially at home, are just unreal. You know, there's been times where, you know, a lot of people are out of town. The Christmas break game that we played Goodland, you know, not a lot of people in there. But you go back to the Holcomb game, the Lakin game, it was loud. It was very loud in there. And our guys, you know, really, you know, took the opportunities that were available to them. You go down to Holcomb, very, very good crowd. We gave ourselves a chance even on a night where we didn't play our best. And we had the opportunity to win. Came up a little short. Goodland, same thing. Colby coming in, did everything that we could, you know, for the most part to be a part of that game after they went on their little run in the second quarter. Gave ourselves a chance, and now we just need to capitalize on those at the end and make sure they pay off for us because there's one thing about these guys. They don't want to lose. I mean, they kind of wear their heart on their sleeve, and they want to get after people. They want to, you know, these guys for sure, you know, being seniors, you know, you want to go out and leave people with something to remember you for, and they've been great to be with for 4 years, and we want to make it last a little bit longer. Not ready to say bye for about six games.
I'm good for that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got to go back to the arena, man.
I know.
Yeah, those are some good times there. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City A's Hardware Coaches Show, Winter Edition here at Finale. And thanks again, as always, Coach and guys, and we'll see you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam. Thanks for everything you do.
Yep, no problem.